We have to check for chametz not only in places where we know we use chametz, like all around the kitchen, but also places where we might have gone with a chocolate bar in our hand or in the middle of the meal and we might have placed down a piece of chametz there. We also have to check if it's a place like the attic that you wouldn't enter with a sandwich in your hand, or some other place that you wouldn't get there with food, so then you don't have to check over there. Let's say it's a place that, let's say a person's leaving his house before Pesach and he'll come back after Pesach. So from Purim onward, from 30 days before Pesach, he has to check the night before he leaves without a bracha. Meaning a guy's leaving yeshiva, he has to check his dorm rooms and stuff the night before he leaves without a bracha. Usually people leave just before Chodesh Nisan, it's within 30 days before Pesach. Let's say a person's leaving long before that. So then he would check before he leaves. Depends like this. If he's coming back on Chol HaMoed, so he checks as usual. If he comes back and he didn't check, so when he comes back on Chol HaMoed, he'll have to check with all the halachos and they'll make a bracha on the bdika because he has to ensure that there's no chametz around the house. Just one second. Okay. If a person laundered his clothing with starch, so you could wear it on Pesach. We just don't put starch on the tablecloths that they're gonna be in contact with food. The tablecloths we eat on, then we don't starch them. There are people who are careful not to put starch in their clothing from 30 days before Pesach. Starch that we use with our clothing is not edible. Beer, on the other hand, is chametz gamur, that's chametz, and one has to get rid of it for Pesach. Things that we don't eat, things that we don't shmir, so then you could use them on Pesach even if they're made of chametz. So long as the chametz is not fit for eating from before Pesach. Let's say we have a wicker basket that you put chametz. Some kind of basket that's made of straw. So we say, being that you can't really clean in between the pieces of wicker, the pieces of straw, even if you wash it, we say one should sell the chametz to the guy, and it's not enough just to put them away. And the same thing would be true with the sifter of flour. You can't really clean that of the chametz that's in it. When we get rid of the chametz, so ideally we burn the chametz to the point where it's not fit to be eaten by a dog. If you can't or you don't have time, so you could just sprinkle it to the wind, make it into thin crumbs and sprinkle it to the wind so that it's not edible. Or you could flush it down the toilet. That's what we do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You shouldn't make it into little pieces and put it in an aquarium or before the roosters, the chickens. You never know when they'll finish it. If a person doesn't have a place to keep his chametz, and he's concerned if he leaves it around, his kids are going to get up and start eating bread all around the house the next morning, so he could burn it the night before as well. When we prepare for Pesach, even though ordinarily we say this food is in honor of Shabbos, this food is in honor of this Yom Tov or that Yom Tov, we don't say about the meat, this meat is for Pesach, because it sounds like we're saying this meat is designated for the Korban Pesach. So the same thing we say about all meat, even though you don't bring birds or fish for Korban Pesach, being that we call them all basar, we say this basar is for Yom Tov. We don't say this is basar for Pesach. We also don't say, when we ask someone to buy meat for us, here's the money, buy me the meat for the Pesach. We're careful to make it very clear that we don't have a Korban Pesach bizman hazeh. All other foods we do designate, like in any Yom Tov, these foods are for Pesach.